Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm great. Thankfully, a lot happened on feeds yesterday, so we won't have to stretch this out like the Thursday episode. So I'm excited to dive into everything that would happen on the feeds.
Yes, yes. Very exciting day, as you might imagine, with Caitlin as HOH. We've got nominations. We've got the App Store was in effect. But unfortunately, this is not Big Brother Canada 6, so we're not getting a ton of information from these people. But we're gonna do our best and just so you know, in case you're not aware, what we do with this podcast is we tell you everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. I forgot to say it. That's why I did it that way.
Yeah, okay, that's what the morning update is. Thanks, Taryn.
Look, hey, there might be new people. Who knows?
That's maybe. Right. And welcome.
I was about to just say, like, Caitlin started doing one-on-ones, and I was like, you know, if somebody just started tuning into this podcast, they'd be like, what are they talking about? Who is Caitlin? What is going on? What are you talking about, one-on-ones? Where are you getting this information? All right, we're talking about these live feeds for Big Brother 20.
The appropriate amount of foreplay. Thanks, Taryn.
There you go. Look, I don't go straight in. That's not how it works. Caitlin starts, as we know, Caitlin is HOH, and she is going to start doing one-on-ones with everybody in the house. And by everybody, I mean everybody, even like long past it mattering at all. But she's going to start with Brett, which is going to be very funny because, as you remember, the way that Tyler convinced Caitlin to be the swing vote was by saying, hey, look, Brett, he's got, you know, I think he's got this power. And if you don't vote this way, then you're going to be screwed. And all of this stuff. So Caitlin was like, the first person I want to talk to is Brett so I can figure out what's going on with this power and how we can use it. She's kind of hoping that Brett can use this power to get somebody like Swaggy evicted without her having to do any of the work. So she's going to bring Brett in, and this is not going to be good for Brett or level six because Brett has no idea what he's supposed to say. Like I said, these people are useless without Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. So Tyler was the one who obviously masterminded this whole situation. But then, you know, every single person in that alliance needs seemingly direct instructions from Tyler on how to function. Like, they do not know what to do otherwise, because Brett literally says in this conversation to Caitlin, like, well, you'll have to talk to Tyler to get the information that you want. Like, I'm sorry, wait, you're the one that theoretically has the power, yet Caitlin needs to go to Tyler to figure this out? Like, Brett needs permission from Tyler in order to know what to say. So that just really made this whole conversation hilarious.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know. And she's like, look, I really need something. Like, I just put my ass on the line for you guys. I need something. I need to, like, tell me what's going on. And he's like, yeah, I just, like, I need to talk to Tyler. You need to talk to Tyler. We just need to talk to, like, if we could just get Tyler involved and then he can figure this out for us. And he's being super sketchy. He just, like, he's so bad in this conversation. He could have blown the whole thing. There are multiple points here where the whole thing could have been blown if Tyler hadn't. And Tyler is not, I feel like he's playing a game that reminds me of Vanessa, but the complete opposite, where like Vanessa would be all over the place on top of things. Tyler's just casually strolling about the house. Like at one point, it's like if Caitlin talks to Winston before Tyler talks to Winston, then the whole thing can be blown. And Tyler's just like hanging around doing stuff and then manages to casually talk to Winston before he goes up to Caitlin. And it's just like, whoa, my God, like, did you even know how close this was, Tyler?
Yeah, he definitely does not have that neurotic sort of way about him that Vanessa had. I mean, he's just such a calm bro surfer dude. And I think that that's why he's been able to be so effective, because sort of, I think you brought this up, the fact that Vanessa really appeals to logic and reason. Tyler just appeals to emotion. I mean, the fact that he's had so many conversations that have just been like, just trust me. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. And providing no logical reason why somebody should do a certain thing, yet they just fall in line and they're happy to do it because he is able to appeal to the emotions. And I think that, you know, this could completely blow up in his face. I mean, I wasn't happy about the move that he made to try to flip Caitlin, because I think that had anyone else apart from Caitlin won HOH, this really would have come crashing down. Yet somehow Tyler is able to get away with all of this.
It's crazy. It shouldn't be happening. I'm going to continue to say it. It's he's opposite Vanessa, and it's ridiculous. And we'll see how long it goes. So Brett leaves, and Caitlin's like, okay, this is what is going on here. I don't like this at all. But she wants to talk to Tyler. Luckily, like I said, Tyler has just like, he just happened to have just had this conversation with Sam where he's figuring out, all right, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to play this. I'm going to pretend that you just told me about the power, then you're gonna go up and you're gonna tell her about the power, and that's the story. And so Caitlin calls Tyler in, and she's like freaking out. She's like, "Well, I just called Brett in, and he's talking about like all this stuff, and he won't tell me what the power is, and he's telling me he doesn't have. It's not his place to say what the power is. So, like, does Brett not have the power? Like, what's going on? Did I vote the wrong way?" And Tyler's like, "I've got something that'll calm your mind. I just found out some crazy stuff." Well, so Sam has the power. She just told me, here's what it is. She can, you know, she can be safe. She can say somebody else is safe, after the votes are read, and it's good for a few weeks. And she's like, oh, perfect. So I'll put Sam on the block. And he's like, well, no. What the good thing is that she can use it on other people too. So if you keep her safe, then she can keep you safe. And she's super grateful that you saved her this week, and so that she didn't have to use it. And Caitlin's like, okay. And he's just like, immediately Caitlin's starting to calm down. She's starting to be okay. I'm liking this. This is making me excited again. And everything's back to normal.
Yeah, Tyler is definitely functioning as the essential oils for Caitlin in this house. She can't have them, you know, so Tyler is just going to step in. Maybe he has product in his hair. I'm not quite sure. And that's why he's able to calm her down. But it is pretty amazing because she got super worked up talking to Brett about like, oh, my God, what is going on? You know, I just did this crazy move turning against my previous alliance based on information that is not true or is sketchy and shady in some way. But then, you know, within minutes of talking to Tyler, she is able to come back down. I think the one thing that was really funny about this conversation between Caitlin and Tyler was when Caitlin was like, oh, okay, well, I'll put up Sam and Swaggy. I was like, and she was like, oh, okay, well, I'll put up Angela Winston. He was like, And so he was able to then direct to what ends up being the eventual targets of this week, which during this conversation, it was essentially Winston and Scotty with Swaggy as a potential backdoor.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because she keeps saying that she's been following her intuition, and like her the universe is showing her things, and she has to just follow her intuition. I don't think she realizes that her intuition is what Tyler tells her to do, because her intuition was she's told Tyler straight up, I want to nominate Casey because she just hasn't talked any game to me, and I want to nominate Winston because he's a doctor. And Tyler was like, okay, okay. But why do you like it, all he has to do is, again, he has no reasoning behind his disagreement. All he has to do is disagree, like just show a little bit of disapproval. And mm-hmm. She's like, oh, okay, no, that's not right. Let me try again. So what about... And it's ridiculous. So he gets her all pumped up about making a big move, and that's what she wants to do. She wants to make a big move. She's going to backdoor Swaggy. She can't put him up right away because that would be, you know, she need basically she's taking a page out of Vanessa's book, and she is going to do this thing where she's going to put up Scotty as the pawn because she has a reason for that. And she's going to put up Winston as the supposed target to please her old alliance and trick them into thinking she's not about to betray them. Then she's hoping that somewhere along the line, somewhere along the week, that something will happen, or that she can say that something happened where she finds out that Swaggy has done something against her, and then she'll have a reason to backdoor Swaggy, and it won't be the kind of thing where she was going to betray them all along. And and they're like, they're very giddy about this. They're very happy.
Yeah, Swaggy shooed away Uncle Lou as the bird in the backyard, and Caitlin is devastated and now has every right to nominate him. Yeah, I mean, I do like, and I can't remember if this came from Caitlin. I think it did, where essentially she was saying, you know, I want to keep my original side, the Fouty, Floutist, whatever alliance. I want to keep them happy and keep them calm up until, I mean, I guess the veto ceremony, where you still then have like 3 or 4 days where things are going to explode. But at least for now, she wants to try to keep people calm, telling them that, yes, Winston is the target, Scotty is the pawn, you know, and potentially Angela would go up as a backdoor, which she will talk about in later conversations with other people.
Yeah. And it's so dangerous. Like, where Vanessa would just like try to create reasons for things, Caitlin, I think, can just, if she wants a reason, she can just say, I'm sorry, but the universe told me that I needed to do this. You know, there was a face on the back of Casey's shirt, and that was telling me, I'm sorry, Swaggy, you have nominated for eviction.
She manifested it.
Yeah. So very, very dangerous, player here. And Tyler is just like in the perfect place to manipulate that and in his own direction. So that's the plan. Scotty, Winston, and then Swaggy as the back door. So then she talks to Casey. They have a good conversation. She says, don't worry, I've got a plan. Casey was like, Casey's playing pretty well. I really do think she is. She has a decent conversation with Caitlin. Then Rockstar comes in. Caitlin tells Rockstar the plan. Scotty is a pawn. Winston is my target. If the veto is used, then I'd probably put up somebody like, what's her name? Angela. And Rockstar's like, okay, great. Remember, Rockstar knows pretty certainly that that Caitlin was the flip vote. And she's also concerned about like Tyler and all of the stuff. But when she hears that Winston is the target, she's like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to leave it. That's basically how all of the former Fouté alliance is handling this, is like, we know something is kind of wrong, but she's in power and she's doing what we want, so we'll just leave it as is. And that's unfortunately not going to work out well for them.
Yeah, exactly. But then I was trying to think of how else they could potentially play it, right? Because she is in power and she's a crazy person. So if you try to go to her and you say, well, you know, I don't know, this is really what I was saying, you know, or even like, well, but what do you think about this? I feel like she could potentially spiral and you really don't know what she's going to do, especially because if you are Rockstar or Haley, some of the people who think that Caitlin is the one who flipped and feel pretty certain about it, the fact that Caitlin was able to be flipped by someone or something, you know, I don't know if they necessarily know that Tyler is the one who has that much influence. They know that he is close to her. You have to keep that in mind that, okay, well, potentially you could flip her back, but then she could easily flip back the other way. And so since she's such a volatile person, it's really difficult to know how to play the situation.
Yeah. So Rockstar is going to be pretty pleased with the conversation. After Rockstar leaves, Caitlin is talking to the camera. She's like, oh my God, I'm like a sociopath. I'm just lying left and right. This is the game. Like, she is all pumped up on her own lies. Like, she's getting a taste of what it is to play Big Brother and be a liar. And again, like, this reminds me of like Dan and Danielle, where like Dan is like instructing Danielle on how to play the game. And now like Caitlin, as Danielle, is feeling like, this is how you play the game. Like getting a taste of just like power through Tyler's instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she even talks about, I feel like I'm playing a role that, where I get to just lie. And she's like totally just living her best life doing this. It's really funny to watch. And then later she has some comments about how, oh my gosh, all my clients are going to fire me because I'm lying so much. I was like, yes. That's why they're going to fire you if you had any clients in the first place, Miss Life Coach.
Yeah. So then she's going to talk to Scotty. She's going to basically tell him, like, you're going to go up as a pawn. And he's reluctantly okay with that for now. She's going to talk to Sam, where Sam does, in fact, reveal, I have the power. I can't wait to work with you moving forward. In her own Sam way, she explains this. And there's a moment here, because when Caitlin was talking to Tyler about Sam and having, like, wanting to work with Sam, it's like, so Sam is like super grateful that I saved her, right? Like, and Tyler's, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And Sam was like not giving Caitlin that as much. Like, she was like, oh yeah, I'm happy that you did that. And Caitlin was like, listen, I understand that you're like extremely, like, I saved your life. Like, I saved your life more than anyone else. Like, I saved your life. And I understand you're super grateful about that. But, like, not to be threatening or anything, but, like, you need to be super great. You are super. Yeah. And Sam, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Like Caitlin is trying to force the gratefulness onto Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Caitlin was like, so, you know, that I was like the deciding vote, right? Sort of reemphasizing that, hey, remember that this is the situation. Like, aren't you grateful for me? Which then, if you are trying to set somebody up like that, they probably then don't really feel that way about you. You have to really pull teeth to get it out of them. I think it just kind of goes back to, how do these people operate without Tyler? And eventually everything is going to come crashing down when his actors and actresses don't do what they're, you know, instructed to do. And this was sort of the first telltale signs of that happening.
Yes. So again, like, by throughout this whole thing, you know, she's decided she's putting Winston on the block. Meanwhile, Winston is downstairs freaking out because, like, what is she gonna? I can't, like, she's a wild card, especially after Brett comes down and tells him his conversation, and Tyler hadn't gotten to him yet. Tyler had been called to the diary room, so they were freaking out, like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? We need to go up there and, like, say, hey, how dare you? You've already made your decision. You can't turn back now. This could have completely blown up. Luckily, Tyler is able to sort of, like, get to Winston shortly before he goes into the HOH, give him the heads up. Here's the plan. Don't freak out. Everything's going to be fine. So Winston goes in. He talks to Caitlin. She says, hey, you're going to go up, but don't worry. The backdoor plan is in place. Everything's going to be fine. He says, okay, yeah, that's fine. I trust you. He is still like, I just want you to know, like, they're going to be trying to win you back. Don't be changing anything. Like, a week from now, I don't want you to change your mind. Like, that doesn't. Why do people do this? Because if Caitlin did it with Fessy, where it's like, oh, you're starting to like Haley, you're going to start to be more loyal to her. Don't do that. Or like, you know, they're going to be talking to you. They're going to be, you know, getting closer to you. You might change your mind later. Don't do that. That doesn't change anything. Like, you can't just stop somebody from doing something in the future by saying don't. I don't understand why people do this.
I don't know. It seems to work okay for Tyler. but yeah, for everybody else in the house who does not have Tyler's essential oil mist, it definitely is just like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, definitely don't do that. You don't do that. And even then, when you're told don't do that, then sometimes you're just like, well, but what if I do that? Like, you know, it makes you consider the possibility sometimes even more. I think one of my favorite things to come out of this conversation was, well, one, Winston freaking out, which is just happens all day and is absolutely wonderful, because him freaking out is probably one of my favorite things. But when he has this conversation, Caitlin tells him to act pissed. I was like, yeah, you don't need to tell him to act pissed. Like, he'll do it fine on his own. The man's a method actor.
Yes. Yeah. Winston freaking out is going to be the theme of the day. One of the themes of the day. But yeah, it's just like this idea that, like, you see that something could happen, and you think just by, like, verbalizing the fact that you see it coming means that you can prevent it from happening by saying like, no, I can see that, I can see this coming, that they might win your loyalty back, just so you know, and I'm telling you, don't. But it's like, that doesn't, if anything, you're just putting it into their minds.
I don't know, Taryn. That's, if you did life coaching brought to you by Caitlin, you would understand that manifesting, the first step in that process is to say it out loud, put it out in the universe. Then you put it on your dream board and it's just smooth sailing from there. The bird shows up. Grandpa Lou is there to tell you everything's going to be okay. And that's how you do it.
There you go. She also asks him if he is, in fact, a doctor, and he says, no, I knew you thought that. You were grilling me. I sell to doctors. I've been in the OR before, but I am not a doctor.
I love that she latches onto the fact that he's been in the OR, because it's like, oh, well, then he must be a surgeon, just because he's been in an OR before, which is really great. And I love that they're latching onto this. I mean, this is clearly the legacy of the Summer of Steve 2018. He was the first one started to put that thought in people's minds that Winston could be a doctor. He's still there. It will continue throughout the rest of the season. And I love it.
Yes. So she also has a good conversation with Rachel. Rachel, one of the few people who is actually able to sound genuine. She's like, thank you so much for, you know, we couldn't have done this without you. I felt, and we know that Caitlin feels good about Rachel. So Rachel, another person that I think is playing pretty well, and will have a long life in this game if she doesn't get, you know, twisted out with all the powers going on. Then she has a conversation with Fessy, where she again lies to Fessy, saying, here's the plan. Scotty's the pawn. Winston is the target. Don't worry about it. Fessy is absolutely fishing for any sign of disloyalty in this conversation. Like, you know, anything you want to do, just let me know. How are you feeling about Swaggy? Like, and Caitlin is not giving him anything. But they are starting to rekindle their, quote unquote friendship, in this conversation, getting closer once again.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a byproduct of Fessy realizing that Caitlin is in power and it behooves him to be friends with people who are in power, or, I mean, really, Fessy is also just a mess with this whole situation. And, you know, even though he is sort of fishing for information, I think he really does trust Caitlin, and he really does, you know, over the course of the day, they have a number of conversations that I think sort of build up again his trust with her. So that's sort of interesting to see that develop. And, you know, we'll see how it feels later on the week if Swaggy does get put up as the back door.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I kind of feel like he is a little bit wary of her. And there is a conversation later on in the night. And there's a part in one of his conversations with her later on where she says, you know, whatever happens this week, just know it's for the greater good. And he's like, what? What does that mean? You're freaking me out. What's going on? Like, I think he's like very primed to just like, he's ready for her to like drop something on him. And I think that's part of why he is getting closer to her.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's definitely possible. I feel like though his other conversations with other people, and that could be just because he's trying to reassure them that everything is going to be okay. Where he said like, yeah, this is going to be fine. We're going to, you know, like Caitlin's still on our side, which are some things that he said, but yeah, that could just be reassurance to other people to make sure that other people don't freak out. Might be giving him a lot of credit, but I guess we'll see how things play out.
Yeah, well, I think to your credit as well, though, I think he does trust that she wouldn't do anything against him, but I do think he is worried about what might happen to Swaggy, and it's in his best interest to keep the two of them from distrusting each other.
No, that's true. Because Caitlin, you know, Fessy is trying to fish in this conversation of like, well, but what do you think about Bailey and Swaggy C? And she's like, you know how I feel about Bailey and Swaggy C.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
She gets to everyone else. She lies to Swaggy right afterward. She's like, oh my God, I just lied to Swaggy. Oh, he's going to be so surprised. Then the feeds go down for the App Store, which we will get into now, because when the feeds come back, nobody is coughing to this power. Nobody is admitting to having the power. Tyler denies it. Swaggy, over the course of the night, has plenty of opportunity to tell either Bailey or the cameras. He does not. Scotty seems nervous. I really feel like it's not likely he would have gotten it in the first place. It doesn't seem like Scotty has it. JC seems sad. I don't think JC is capable of keeping a secret. Nobody is saying that they have this power, which leads me to believe that Tyler has it.
Yeah, right. And I think we do have to consider there are only probably a couple people that could potentially get it, because you have to look at just the one episode that happened before voting. Because if we look back to BB Can with Ryan getting the vote when he got saved, right? I mean, that was because he got a really sympathetic edit that one episode right before voting opened. And voting is only open for, you know, less than 24 hours. It's like 12 hours, I think, potentially. And so it really depends on that specific episode. And I think those people, one of the people at least, was Tyler, who could potentially get this app. And the fact that no one has talked about it, and the only person who seems like slightly capable of keeping secrets is Tyler, also leads me to believe that he's the one who has the power app.
Yes, and I did put out a poll on Twitter, and Tyler was by far in the lead on that poll. He was the star of the episode Thursday night. I have to imagine it is Tyler that got it. He told Casey, who is, I think, one of the few people he might have told if he did have the power, but he told her, I don't have it. But I think that's just, that he's just keeping it a secret. I think Caitlin was a small possibility. She absolutely would have told Tyler. I think JC wouldn't be able to keep it a secret. I think Bailey or Swaggy would have told each other. Bailey was having a very rough night. It's hard to imagine that she had gotten a power. So I feel like it has to be Tyler, and I'm just like, Tyler, why can't you be more like Paris, Tyler, and tell us what's going on? Because I want to know what power you have.
Right, exactly. Talk to the feeds, damn it. That's one of the problems with Tyler being, you know, somebody who is able to keep things to himself. Hey, that doesn't help us. Hey, think about the feed watchers, Tyler. Gosh darn it. Like, if you are such a big fan, you would know. Be more like Fessy. Wear the veto around your neck 24 hours. Then we at least know, you know, what's going on. And also, yeah, because we don't know what a lot of these powers do. I mean, obviously, we've speculated about potential things based on the name and the one icon that we get to see, but it would be really nice to know, so, and to hear him talk about it also, like, that would be refreshing. But we'll see if he is able to either tell it to the cameras or maybe tell someone else in the house.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, he just got a power that locked him up for to be safe for the next, like, between that and the Sam power, like, he's good for the next, like, 2 weeks, like, but we don't know it yet. Who knows? We'll probably have to wait until tomorrow night to find out on the Sunday night episode. Meanwhile, Rachel has received the crap app. This does not surprise me. I said it was probably going to be either Rachel or Angela. I forgot how visible Angela was in the premiere, which I think is the reason why it was Rachel over Angela. And Rachel is, understandably upset. I think she is definitely making a connection between the talking to she got about the insensitive remarks and the fact that she got the crap app, and she is definitely down in the dumps right now.
Yeah, it's interesting because I really like what Rachel's been giving us. I think that even from the very first week, watching her interact with Sam the robot, she was one of the few people who would interact with Sam and who would, you know, try to help her maneuver around the house as Sam was like running into stuff. And that just compassion, I think, is a really good quality to have in a Big Brother player, because she is able to then be empathetic and make connections with people. And then the fact that, oh, she got the crap app, which means she's sleeping the first couple weeks. You know, we talk about how you don't want to be in the first couple episodes of Big Brother because you want to be able to, you know, sleep through the first month. Yet the fact that she's now going to have this negative power or this crap app, I think it's really going to shake her confidence. And that's the thing that I worry about the most, because like you said, she has the connection between the talking to and then getting this, you know, this crap app. I think that I just hope that she doesn't sort of react in a really negative way, because she is doing what she should be sort of in this game. Like, her gameplay to me has been really solid, and I don't want this to disrupt it in any way.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, I think if like understanding how the voting works, she should be kind of happy in like public perception wise that she got the crap out, because that means that the general public is not talking about her, which means that you know, things are probably a bit better than she maybe expects, but of course that's not really what's going through her mind. And also, I think another big thing that she's upset about is the fact that getting the crap app means you now cannot get a power, and that's huge when these powers are huge. So this is a significant disadvantage for anybody that that, you know, unfortunately just didn't get much of an edit in the first two episodes and is now going to be out a power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that that was something I didn't realize, because I was like, oh, you can't get another one. And I thought, oh, it means you can't get another crap app or, you know, something of the same variety. But it turns out that you actually just can't get another app in general, which is actually really interesting, because there's 10 apps, which means we're going to see 10 different people get either a crap app or a power app, which is really interesting. And Rachel chose the Yell crap app, which everybody is assuming is Josh coming back to the house and yelling or banging pots and pans, whatever the case may be. I don't know if you have any theories, Taryn, on what you think this crap app might be.
I mean, people seem pretty confident about the Josh theory. It wouldn't surprise me. It could definitely, you know, I think when we were discussing it the first night that we saw Fessy get one, I was saying it might be kind of like a Hala kind of thing, where it's just like Big Brother yelling at you all the time. You know, who knows? Regardless, not a gameplay impacting thing yet again, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Although I feel like this is really a crap app for the whole house.
Right?
Like, is she going to get headphones? And the feed watchers, like, we're going to be on there and all of a sudden we're going to start hearing yelling or pots and pans or whatever the case may be. This doesn't sound fun for anybody.
Yes. Apparently Josh has been tweeting some things, hinting about things. Who knows? So that was Rachel. Scotty, when the feeds came back, was having second thoughts about being used as the pawn. Scotty was like, kind of freaking out to Caitlin, and reasonably so. Like, I think he should have been freaking out in the first place. Scotty should not. He should not take this lying down at all. He should be fighting tooth and nail to not be put up on this block, because he is not going to go. He is not somebody that should be in any danger right now. He is not anybody's main target. But he's just being used as an easy out for Caitlin to make a bigger play. But if something goes wrong with that bigger play, he could be in huge trouble. And he's said this before, but he should really, like, it should be a lot more of a reason why he should not be doing this, because, like, they're like, don't worry, we have the votes. Yeah, you thought Steve had the votes too, and guess what happened there? And when they're talking about having the votes, they're talking about a tie vote, right, where Caitlin breaks the tie. And even then I was like, why do they think they have those votes? And then I remembered because they still think Tyler is on their side. They're counting Tyler as one of their votes to make a tie for Caitlin to break the tie in Scotty's favor. This is insane that he's like that. Any of them are okay with this plan.
I know. It's so funny. Scotty doesn't know that Tyler is the one who, you know, has sort of orchestrated this whole thing too. Like, it's not that he's just not on their side. He's the one who is pushing Caitlin, you know, to go down this avenue. And I mean, this really is just gonna, I mean, it's chaos, which is absolutely wonderful. But if I'm Scotty, you know, I think that I don't know if he just doesn't want to make waves. I mean, emotionally, he's really upset when he's talking to Caitlin, because when the feeds came back from the power app, we actually thought that nominations had happened, because Scotty was upset and talking to Caitlin about his predicament. You know, Caitlin was trying to reassure him, it's okay, you're not going. But it's like, okay, you're not going based on a tie vote. I still don't feel like then that's going to be reassuring in any way. And like you said, there's really no justification in my mind that Scotty should be going up on the block, because he voted, if Caitlin is sticking with the Faust alliance, then, you know, she wouldn't be going against Scotty. I guess it just doesn't really make sense. Although, you know, not that logic and reason has been used in any way to make decisions in the House. So I guess I'm not surprised. But if you're Scotty, I feel like you do have to fight back against this more.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a season where there are mysterious powers being introduced into the House that you don't know where they are. And if you don't know where they are, that means it's not on your side. So, you know, that there's a power, probably two powers, that are in the game, not on your side. That alone should make you think, I don't want to be on the block, even if it's a unanimous vote. Right. But it's not a unanimous vote. It's a tie vote. So you definitely don't want to be on the block if it's a tie vote, because these powers could be, even if they're super small, they could affect some kind of thing with a tie. And then on top of all of that, you literally have evidence from like 3 days ago that you thought you had the majority vote and you didn't. And it's like, these people need to be a lot more paranoid. They need a little bit of Winston in their life, because something has gone wrong with their brains.
I think that Scotty, he was going to lay low from the beginning. And I think the fact that now he's sort of been thrust into the spotlight, he hasn't been able to pivot and to now readjust his strategy, knowing that he is up on the block. He's going to go and will be up on the block. And I think that that's sort of the biggest barrier to him. And also, you know, that side needs a Tyler who's going to step in and be the curly haired soothsayer on that side of the house. I don't know.
I guess so. So, you know, Caitlin calms Scotty down. She says, you are not going home. You are never going home. Nothing's ever going to happen to you. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I've seen it in the universe. We're all good. All right. I guess that's going to happen. Fessy has a conversation with Caitlin. This is one of the ones we were referring to earlier. He's asking if it would be all right if he used the veto on Scotty. She's like, yeah, sure, whatever. In fact, I would want you to, because then I'm going to put up Swaggy. That's all good. He's feeling good about that. And this is when she says, whatever happens, just know it's for the greater good. Professor's like, what? And she's able to play it off like, you know, how like in the universe, like everything's going to be leading toward the greater good. And he's like, okay, you're just being crazy. Then they have a bit of a scandalous conversation under the covers. Fessy is going to confess some kind of feelings to Caitlin under the covers while smothering the mic. We didn't really hear what Fessy was saying, but she later told Tyler about it. Fessy taking the Haley road. I don't know what's going on here. What is Fessy doing right now?
Okay, well, so first of all, this was all a hot mess because it was under the blanket. So the conversation sounded something like this. It was like,
yeah,
unintelligible. And then we ended up finding out, like, I actually didn't hear it while it was happening. I was like pressing my head, like my ear into my, or my microphone, or my head, my headphone into my ear, trying to understand what was going on. And then later, Caitlin ends up having this conversation with Tyler, like you mentioned, about how she was like, Fessy just confessed his feelings for me and that he loves me. I was like, wait, I'm sorry, that's what happened?
Well, but here's the thing, though, like, maybe that's not what he said, and that's right. Just Caitlin's interpretation of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a problem because we don't know actually what happened under the covers. What was the BBOTT?
Under the covers, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was really frustrating. But I mean, I guess we trust Caitlin, potentially, maybe not, that I guess Fessy is the one who confessed his love for her. And I don't know if this is him just trying, yeah, to save his butt, if he's just trying to, you know, because the universe, everything's leading towards the greater good. Maybe this is him feeding into that. I don't know. But I, you know, I can't believe that Fessy is being genuine.
Yeah. And apparently You know, there have been the clip of this has gone around. People have been trying to figure out what was said. You know, if you want, you can find this clip on Twitter, on Reddit, I'm sure is there too. A lot of people are saying, look, here's what we think was said here. There was definitely a part where Fessy was saying, no way we can get away with it. We'd have to take the mics out and we'd have to rip the camera out of the wall. And then it definitely does sound like Caitlin is saying something along the lines of like, I want to bang you so banging bad. And then Fessy has the reaction that I think he would have if she said that, where he kind of comes out of the blank and he's like, there's something weird going on here with Fessy and Caitlin. I guess Fessy has like realized at this point, since him and Haley have kind of not been doing much, that he's that the Haley thing's not going to happen. So he's like, I might as well get, you know, get my Caitlin. I don't know.
Yes, definitely this is bizarre behavior from him. I mean, clearly if he is focused on one thing that is not the game, then he would potentially be shifting towards Caitlin. But it's, I mean, I guess that's the only thing he's obsessed with, that and Fessy Fitness, which, by the way, okay, so this is super funny because I haven't heard this talked about yet. That wall where there's the pegs, and so you can push in the pegs to like spell out certain things. It's in the triangle room or whatever. I don't bother with it.
Average country girl just said, lost my appetite for breakfast.
Oh God. Yeah, I know. Thank goodness. Blah. But like they've been writing their Instagram handles up there, and Swaggy, who is obviously not here for followers, got really mad when Fessy removed his Instagram from the wall. And then Fessy started writing Fessy Fitness, but he got like, he gave up halfway through. He just wrote Fessy Fin and never finished it. So I think that that's an indication of Fessy's behavior when it comes to anything, that like he starts things and can't finish it, which is probably why his app looks like it was made in Windows 95. So that's his, you know, that's how he acts with women, where it's like, okay, he's going to try with Haley. And when his creepy pushing doesn't work, it's like, oh, okay, I'll just move to Caitlin and I'll confess to her that I love her. Totally makes sense.
I guess so. Yeah, this is a messy Fessy, and, you know, poor Caitlin's boyfriend. As I mentioned, Caitlin's going to tell Tyler about this, and Tyler's going to be like, oh, that puts me in a weird spot. like, I don't want there to be like weird stuff between me and Fessy, cause he likes you, but he's jealous of me or something like that. I mean, again, like playing the, like, this is Danielle and Shane, and Tyler has to be like, all right, you know, it's fine, but don't let this impact this thing going on. You know, keep track of that. Scotty and Winston are in fact nominated in the nomination ceremony. And after the nominations, Winston is just going to be a crazy person for the rest of the night.
This was absolutely wonderful. I love crazy Winston. I tweeted out a gif that I made of his eyes just looking super shifty. He's just looking all around. He just looks crazy, super paranoid. And this behavior, it continues throughout the rest of the night and really drives a lot of the drama, starting with this conversation that he has with Brett, where, you know, they're talking about, like, Winston is super paranoid about Sam's power. He's like, we have to know what the power is. We have to know what the power is. We got to figure it out. And then they're going to send people on missions to take care of stuff. I mean, really, Winston's paranoia is just taking over at this point.
We have to know. I told you guys, Sam is a wild card. She's uncontrollable. She's out of control. And he's got the crazy eyes. He's freaking out. He's like, I need to know that I need to know what the power is so that she'll use it on me if something goes wrong here. Because, hey guys, look, if I'm on the block, if I am still on the block Thursday night, I am not going to go out like just nothing. I'm going to start exposing things. You guys do not want me on the block Thursday night.
It was a great impression. I'm glad they upgraded your OS, so now you can express emotion. It's wonderful.
He is a crazy person.
That is how Winston was behaving, except much more mumbling and whispering. Like that emotion, but just it's like that kind of thing. And you're trying to understand what's happening, and he's just freaking out. Oh, it's so wonderful to watch. He is completely the opposite of what we expected. Like, it all happened with his intro package where we're like, wait, he's super into the Second Amendment. Like, we didn't hear anything about that. And yeah. Then he's slowly just like descended into this complete opposite human being. But he is entertaining, at least from my perspective, to watch on the feed.
He's like the button from Lost. It's like Tyler needs to keep pressing the button to cut. Like, Tyler just needs to, if you leave it for too long, something really bad is going to happen.
We don't know what, but something really bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going completely crazy. And what was hilarious with this conversation with Brett is like, Brett's so over it. He's just like having to calm Winston down again. Like, just really putting up with him. Like, just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is the guy who is obsessed with me. Okay, I'll deal with him. Got to get him to jury so he can vote for me.
And the irony of him calling Sam a wild card just should not be lost on anyone. So some other things. Casey is going to warn Sam about Scotty. Just like, be careful with Scotty. He tells Swaggy everything. Sam really likes Scotty. They are having more conversations, so Casey wants to make sure that Sam isn't going to spill anything there. Swaggy apparently, and I didn't ever get confirmation of this, apparently overheard Sam telling Rachel about her power. Is this a thing?
Yeah, I didn't hear it either. So it must have been something that either happened off of feeds or it's something that he's making up. But then, you know, that means that there was some sort of one-on-one, potentially one-on-one conversation that occurred between Sam and Angela. Which, you know, I didn't see, but I guess potentially Swaggy overheard. I guess it's hard to take when we didn't see it, but I don't see any reason why he would make that up.
Yeah, it's very weird that, like, we wouldn't have heard more about this from Swaggy himself if this was, in fact, the case. It apparently happened. It might have impacts later on. Didn't really impact much last night. As I mentioned, Bailey was having a bit of a tough night. We saw JC and Rachel and some people comforting her. I don't know exactly what like brought this on, but just like general sort of insecurity stuff, which again leads me to believe very unlikely that she got the power tonight.
Yeah, she was struggling with body image issues. You know, I mean, I totally get it. You're in a house with, you know, like Angela and Rachel, who are absolutely gorgeous. And Bailey was just, you know, really feeling really down on herself. I think the greatest thing to come out of this conversation is, or these conversations, is JC was being super comforting and super sweet. And that was really nice to see. You know, I'm feeling like particularly good about JC in this game now that sort of all of the inappropriate behavior has stopped. And it was nice. And then, you know, you even have Angela and Scotty come in and talk to Bailey. So it was nice to see the house guests were so supportive of her, especially when she was really dealing, or feeling really bad and feeling down on herself.
Mm-hmm. And then
Swessy. Yeah, Swessy C. Let's go. Put it on t-shirts. Hashtag Swessy C.
Swaggy and Fessy are going to have a conversation about this whole thing. Swaggy has been informed that Caitlin is upset with him because he called her shady, called her a wild card. And he knows that Tyler is the one that told her. So he has been increasingly more suspicious of Tyler. He's very annoyed at Tyler and Caitlin about this whole thing. Fessy is saying, yes, that's annoying, but we should wait to target them until later. However, when Swaggy is alone talking to the cameras, he's saying, maybe I need to put Tyler and Caitlin up next week if I win HOH. Swaggy seems to be the most targeting of Tyler at the moment, but he is also the person that's probably gonna go home this week. So
How dare you? Swessy will pull through. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see that Swaggy is recognizing how much of a threat that duo is, which is cool because I feel like sometimes Swaggy has really good insight on the house and on the dynamics, but then he just goes and blows things up or, you know, like feels super confident about votes that aren't going to happen. So it's this weird dichotomy between him having really good reads and also doing horrible things with those reads. So we'll see, you know, what happens. I think, and Swaggy also emphasizes that, you know, the only people that he's really looking out for are Fessy, obviously, Bailey and Haley. Mm-hmm. And so that four does seem really solid.
Yes. And, you know, it's easy to forget, though, like, you know, Swaggy is the only person right now talking about potentially wanting Tyler up on the block, maybe not even sending him home, but like just like thinking about like, I'm not sure I trust Tyler. Swaggy is potentially leaving this week. If he doesn't leave this week, it means that he needs to get picked in the veto, win the veto. And then that will mean he's safe. Then he would need to win HOH next week. But even if he did that, Sam has the power to keep Tyler safe. And then even if one of his allies won HOH the next week, Tyler has some kind of power that I imagine would, again, keep him safe. Swaggy has, he is a massive underdog right now, but he's not getting the underdog status from the fans yet because I feel like we're not properly assessing his position, which is like really screwed.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I hadn't thought about how screwed he is because, you know, you think like, oh, okay, well, you have, you know, a solid alliance. You were like theoretically in the majority last week. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this shift that happened when Caitlyn flipped. And even Caitlyn is having trouble with that. She's like, wait, what side am I on? When Tyler asks if you want Scotty or Winston to go home. So I think as feed watchers, as viewers, we're still trying to sort of realize the new dynamics of the house and realizing that Swaggy C really is screwed. I mean, the only way I think that he could potentially get out of this is, like you said, if he does win veto, next or this week, potentially, if the show portrays him as being an underdog, we know that the audience loves underdogs. You could see him get the power and then maybe that's something that gives him an advantage to save himself. But it does seem like the path is narrowing for Swaggy C.
Yes. And that's like even just for his alliance. I think if Swaggy is evicted this week through a back door, I think we'll see his alliance be portrayed as the underdogs and then they will probably get the next power. But we'll have to see, you know, power versus power at that point. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
Let's see. Oh, yes. I saw a comment on Reddit and I'm sorry, I forgot to pick who this was, but they said that, you know how people have resting bitch face? Winston has resting serial killer face. And I thought that that was fantastic because he totally does. Apart from that, that's all I got.
Yes. All right. Good comment. Okay. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Great update. We will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And then of course, after the episode Sunday night, we will be live to talk about that and probably only until then be able to talk about the power that Tyler probably has. Maybe we still don't even know for sure, but we're pretty sure.
Yeah, I like that we're talking about it like, oh yeah, Tyler totally has the power, and then, you know, next week moving on, we don't know, but I think it's highly likely.
Yes. And then, of course, Monday, you'll hear from Eric Stein. Tuesday, we'll have the roundtable. Lots of great stuff there. And also tomorrow, we'll be doing Social Strategy Sundays on my Twitch channel. We play some games where we lie to each other and play Big Brother like games on Twitch. It's very fun. Make sure you check it out.
You can work on your acting skills, much like Caitlin.
Exactly.
Play the role that you've always wanted to play.
Yes. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Leon is at Leona Boris. And I think that's all we got for you. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.